welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I'm Brad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we are doing our, what we call, Jeremy, our Loose Deuce series.
Yes, Loose Deuce.
Why don't you explain that?
So we're going to be doing a series here where it is shows that are spiritual sequels or spiritual successors to an original, as opposed to an actual direct, like, number two sequel.
Right.
And we got the term Loose Deuce from our friend Gary Hill.
Yes, from our Fright Night 2 episode, which was our last episode. So this is episode 48, and we decided to do Zathura, a space adventure. Is it Space Adventure?
Yeah, Zathura, a Space Adventure.
Space Adventure, which is, we guess, a spiritual sequel of Jumanji.
Yes, it is a...
Some people call this Space Jumanji.
Yes, I frequently call it Space Jumanji.
I think that's a little harsh.
I think so, too. It's the original book was by the same person.
Right.
And I think it may have been intended to be a sequel.
From what I understand, there's other, like, Jumanji books.
Yeah.
And that this is a separate kind of story that doesn't have multiple books.
From what I've read, because I've never read the Jumanji books, but from what I read, there's something at the end of the Jumanji books that ties directly into Zathura.
But we are calling it a spiritual sequel. A lot of people call it a spiritual sequel.
Yep, it's one of the first examples that people.
There's no
say
real
that.
Connection to it, just besides the fact that it was, it is, kind of Jumanji in space.
Yeah,
I mean it is.
Yeah. And a lot of people cry foul for this movie and dog on it because they just consider it a ripoff.
But it's not a ripoff.
No, it's not.
It's just kind of, I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's take a message from one of our friends here.
Oh.
And then we'll come back and we'll drop the loose deuce.
So after these messages, we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the trailer for Diminishing Returns, the podcast about sequels, prequels, spin-offs, and reboots. I'm Chris Scott, and across from me is the man with the stats, Mr. Alan Johnson.
That's right. With more than half of the films on 2015's highest-grossing top 10 being sequels or prequels, and only twice since 1999 has the highest-grossing film of the year not been part of an existing franchise. We look at what followed, what came before, and we'll sort the Godfather 2s from the Godfather 3s.
Here at Diminishing Returns, we will be guiding you through a serious examination of sequel culture. Clyde, the monkey.
But orangutan.
Orangutan.
He's an ape, doesn't have a tail.
What am I, a zoologist? Educational as well, this podcast.
You've picked that up watching Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Monkeys. We'll be answering the questions on everybody's lips.
Where does the pollen go?
You can find us on Facebook as Diminishing Returns Podcast. You can follow us at Twitter at Diminishing Pod. Email at diminishingpod@gmail.com.
So if you're serious about cinema, subscribe to Diminishing Returns, the Thinking Man's Film Podcast.
I'm never going to watch this film.
No, I actually hate you for making me watch them.
You put Basic Instinct 2 on the
You're
list.
The one that said, let's do a podcast about sequels.
And we're back.
Ew. All right, let's get this deuce train rolling.
Yeah.
So, now we open on the shots of the Zathura board game. And its inner workings, kind of seeing the mechanics of it.
Sure.
It's different than, if you think back to Jumanji, when it just looked so mystical and like you kind of get like the magical things happening with it. This looks much more retro and sci-fi.
Kind of, yeah, you're right away. Like, you know, Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we come across Danny, who is sitting on a porch, played by Jonah Bobo, I think is his name.
Boo-Boo? Bobo?
Bobo, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
Who's almost seven. He's 6 3/4. He's sitting and watching his brother, his 10-year-old brother, Walter, played by a young Josh Hutcherson.
Right. Very young.
Yeah, very young. Having a game of catch with his dad, who's played by Tim Robbins.
Sure, Tim Robbins.
And they're in the front yard.
Shawshank.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Tape heads.
Yep, Bob Roberts.
Bob Roberts. I just went from Shawshank to Tapeheads.
You did.
Yeah, there you go.
And Danny looks a little bit jealous. I mean, he's a kid. He's vying for his dad's attention.
Who wouldn't? Your dad is Tim Robbins.
Yeah, there you go.
Your dad escaped from Shawshank.
So his dad switches it up and says, okay, Walter, your turn is over. It's time to play catch with Danny. And of course, Walter just can't let him have it the chance. It's just, you know, adolescent boy who's just kind of being irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Seems about right. But Danny goes to play ball, and Danny's not so good at playing catch.
He's 6 3/4,
which I understand. I was not good at doing that at 36 3/4. Mm-hmm. So, but part of the way while they're playing catch,
that's how old you think you are. You're older than that.
Well, I know that, okay. But I said when I was.
Oh, okay.
I'm good now. A year later, I'm good now.
Uh-huh.
So Walter jumps in and just takes a catch from Danny. And it's just being a punk. Walter gets mad and runs inside.
Yeah, what is this, the Hunger Games? Come on.
So Dad tells him, look, you know, he goes in and talks to Danny and says, look, I wasn't as good at catch at your age. You're going to get better. And he's like, well, Walter is better. He's like, yeah, he's got some years on you. Like, he's been through this. Like, he was in your place, too.
Yeah.
He's like, but you have some great things. Like, you have an amazing imagination. And that makes you special.
Do we remember when the first Jumanji came out? Like, what year it was? This is 2005 when Zathura came out.
Yeah, it was probably early 90s.
Early 90s? Okay. It was 90s. I know that.
Yeah. And so his dad tells him that he's got an amazing imagination, and that's what really makes him special. And he asks if it's better than Walter's, and he's like, yeah, it's different than Walter's. It's like
AKA you're a bookworm and not a jock.
Right. But of course, Walter's listening at the door, and I think that upsets him a little bit. So now the boys continue fighting for their father's time. Dad tells them that they need to grow up because, like, he's got work to do. He's told them that from the beginning. I have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys argue. Danny ends up knocking over some sort of a drink.
Oh, dead man walking, man.
It goes right onto his dad's meeting documents. And it must be some sort of, he must be like a car designer or something.
I don't know.
It goes right across the drawings.
I feel like he does Hot Wheels.
He might.
Do you know what I mean? But, you know.
But he designs cars of some size.
Yeah.
So it goes right over them. And
the reason I say that, because Tim Robbins' character says something about, like, he does games himself. He said something like that. Yeah, like in the movie.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
But he's like, all right.
Could be Tapeheads I'm thinking about.
He says, I have an important meeting this afternoon. Now I got to go back and make copies of these documents. I'm going to go into the office. It's just 10 minutes away, and I will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
So he heads out. And, of course, before he goes, he talks to Lisa, who is
Lisa,
their
Lisa.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Their older sister, Lisa.
Yeah.
Who is still asleep at 2 p.m.
Played by the apathetic
Kristen Stewart.
Correct.
Which I... Honestly, I don't mind this Kristen Stewart role.
Yeah, because she's not in it that much.
Yeah, and most of the time when she's got a vacant expression, it's part of the story.
Well, yeah, she's frozen, just like she always is with her acting.
But she's younger in this.
Right.
It's before she really started getting all, like, strung out.
Yeah.
So I thought she did all right.
Sure.
Now, Danny is playing a video game when Walter just decides to be an a-hole and just... takes over. So he barely acknowledges Danny. He just changes it over to a different channel.
So Josh and Kristen were only 2 years apart in real life.
Oh, okay.
But she seems like she's way older, like 16, and he's 10.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty old for 10.
He always has that baby face.
Yeah, that's true, he does. So he changes the channel, which Danny objects to, but then he changes it over to SpongeBob, which Danny seems okay with. But when Walter sees that, then he changes it to Sports Center because he just can't let Danny have anything. And then Danny's like, okay, well, can you get me something to eat? Nope. You want to play catch? Nope. He just doesn't want to do anything. The only time he acknowledges Danny is when he accidentally hits Walter in the face with a baseball because he keeps trying to play catch with him. And finally it bops him in the side of the face and Walter chases him. So now Danny hides in this dumbwaiter in the old house.
Hey, that's offensive to other waiters.
so he jokingly threatens to send him to the basement, like he's going to lower him down. But Danny says, you know, you're just jealous because Dad thinks I'm smarter than you are. And now it's game on. So Walter now really sends him to the basement. So sends him to the dumbwaiter all the way to the creepy-ass basement. Like, the basement creepy. Is creepy.
Creepy.
And, like, part of it is there's a fence area in there, like, gates that are chained shut. Like, I don't know what that's supposed to be. Why does the dad have part of the basement chained off?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I feel like they just moved in, like, a couple months ago or something.
Yeah, that's about right, but still. So the basement is creepy. Danny tries to find his way out, but he's locked in. And finally, he manages to crawl his way out through like a small hole under the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sees this game sitting under the stairs, Zathura.
Zathura.
Zathura. So he brings it upstairs and talks to Walter about playing. And of course, Walter says no, again, accusing. And he accuses Danny of always cheating. He did that earlier, too.
Yep.
Danny's a cheater, and of course, you know, Danny says he's not, but he just starts the game, and this little mechanized spaceship moves along this, like, preset path, so you just twist the key and push the button.
It has that elements of that Jumanji, but instead of, like, the whole timer thing, they have a dice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, you know, so it moves along, and a card comes out. And the card, instead of like the little like scrying screen on the
Jumanji.
Yeah. So the card comes out and it says he gives it to Walter to read. And Walter says it says meteor shower, take evasive action. And so they kind of argue like they have been. But as they're doing that, something zips by and it goes right through the card Walter's holding. And if you look at it, you can see where it burned its way through there and then burned its way into the floor. Pretty soon, there's an actual meteor shower. And, like, the living room is just getting shredded by these things. And the boys end up surviving by taking shelter in the fireplace. Now, once that's done, they take a look at the damage. And they realize they can actually see outside. Danny says, I think we're in space, but Walter just aims to prove him wrong and says, no, it's just nighttime, stupid. And so Danny goes and opens the front door. Nope, they are in fact in space. We get our first glimpse of outside. So you see space with everything and you see.
Yeah, they walk out to the patio.
Yeah. And the
house is still breathing.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. But.
Yeah. Well, the house is just floating. Like, and you can see part of the foundation under it. It's just floating out there in space. So the boys run back inside, and they wake Lisa up.
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa.
And she's still sleeping, of course.
It's 2 in the afternoon, Lisa.
Yeah, right? She's been sleeping all day. I mean, like, what is she, a vampire?
Don't you have some Interpol to, like,
one?
Listen to? Some, like, you know. Some weird indie, 2005 indie.
Yeah, probably.
To mope around with.
she's supposed to be up because she's supposed to have this date.
Yeah.
With, I'm guessing, somebody who glitters in the sunlight. But,
even though it's at night.
Yeah. So they finally get her moving and they open the blinds to show her they're in space. But again, she goes, oh my God, it's nighttime. So she starts rushing to get ready for her hot date. The boys beg her to watch them play the game. And, of course, she's like, all right, fine. So they watch her play. They turn the key and hit the button, and the cards pop out. And, of course, they're very like, all right, just watch this, watch this. And then it moves, and the card pops up, and they go, oh, my God, the card. Yeah. And they pull it out, and it just looks like little kids excited about this game. The card pops out and tells Walter he's a space captain and to move ahead two spaces. Now, to her, it just looks like her little brother's playing. So she goes, all right, I don't have time for this, and barricades herself in the bathroom. So Danny goes for his next turn, and he rolls, and it says a shipmate has been frozen in cryonic sleep for 5 turns.
Now, when they say turns, they mean both him and...
Yes.
Because I thought that was weird, because I thought, okay, that means them both. Because, like he did it, and then he did it, they did it 5 times, and she didn't wake up. So that meant between them.
5 rounds, from his.
10 altogether, okay.
Yeah. Which, after a while, you're like, Jesus, that was only 5 turns? But she's asleep.
Yeah,
they open the door, and she's frozen. Now,
Let it go. Go ahead.
True story. She just did her own
stunts, her own acting.
Just look like you normally look.
Okay.
Perfect.
So
she's been frozen. So Walter tries to thaw her out by making like a makeshift blowtorch. Danny's like, what are you doing? Why don't we just read the rules and figure out what's going on? So they go and grab the box, and they read the rules, which basically just says, finish the game and you can go home, more or less. Walter wants to finish, while Danny's like, well, let's stop, because if we keep doing this, something worse could happen. And Walter says, we need to finish so we can get back home. So Walter takes his turn. He gets a card saying his robot is defective. And this little 4-inch tall robot comes around the corner. You see this big menacing shadow? Turns out it's just this little toy robot.
Yeah.
Now, while the boys argue whether this is a threat or not, it just gets huge. Turns into this like full-size, menacing-looking robot. And starts attacking Walter. And I love the retro look of the robot, too.
I like the robot. I like the way he runs. I think it's funny how he runs. I think it's also fun.
Or it's kind of stiff.
Like the Iron Giant kind of in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it has that retro, like, 50s, mm-hmm. 60s sci-fi look. It, like, basically flies at Walter and ends up getting stuck in the wall. And so it's trying to get itself free.
The whole time in this movie, they're not thinking, we're going to get in so much trouble for, like, breaking our dad's house.
Yeah.
They never say that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Ted's divorced. He'll let him slide.
Yeah, right.
And he's Tim Robbins. He's fucking cool.
Bob Roberts.
So Walter begs Danny to take his turn. You got to do it. Let's get this, because hopefully that'll stop this. But he can't, because the key is missing. So they're scrambling around trying to find the key. Turns out it's like right by the robot's foot. And so Walter dives for the key, and the robot breaks one of its hands free and is trying to grab him. But he manages to get the key to Danny. And eventually... the robot breaks free and flies at Walter. And when he does, he ends up flying out of the house. So they're kind of like, oh, we're done. Fine, he's gone. And, you know, Danny apologizes, saying, hey, look, I froze. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I froze.
He's like, I didn't mean to freeze up. And as he's talking, the robot flies back in. And kind of does this cool, like, slide across the floor,
mm-hmm.
gets back up and starts charging at him.
Mm-hmm.
Danny takes his turn, and it says they get close to a star's gravitational field. So now the house starts kind of lurching to one side, and you see everything start sliding to one side of the house. And the boys are holding on for dear life. Like, Danny is holding on to part of the, like, the bookshelves, just kind of hanging in there. We see Walter is propping himself up, like, in the door jamb.
Mm-hmm.
And the robot's coming for him. So it's trying to grab him, but as the place is turning, he's kind of losing his footing, and he ends up falling through the basement door. And the house rights itself. It gets out of the field. It's fine. So they check on the robot. It's messed up, but it starts repairing itself. So Walter makes sure that he locks it in the basement for now. They know it's not going to hold it, but they're like, all right, we need to do that. And then they also, Lisa's body has like fallen out of the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So they pick that up and they put it back where they found it.
Yeah. So they had to make, I heard Kristen Stewart was not like, she was freaked out by her like appearance of that. Like, it must have been like a dummy that they...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, freaked out by that.
Yeah, it was creepy looking.
Well, it's Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. The dummy was like, oh, I can't believe that unlifelike thing over there is... So in the meantime, Danny's like, F this noise. And he starts making some mac and cheese. And while he's doing that, Walter's arguing with him, asking what the hell he's thinking. Walter blames Danny for the game and kind of starts alluding to that he's blaming Danny for their parents' breakup.
Yeah.
So Danny agrees to take his next turn. And it says they're going to be visited by Zorgons.
Zorgons.
Zorgons. So this ship shows up and just starts kind of scanning the house and then just starts firing at it. And they seem to kind of follow wherever the boys go. Walter ends up taking his turn, which gives him the reprogram card. So he tries to use it on the ships, but it does nothing.
Right.
So Danny spins his turn and gets the rescue stranded astronaut card.
Yeah. AstroTurf, I think he says. AstroTurf. Yeah.
He said something about, like...
He still has trouble reading.
He says, like, remove stained astroturf or something, and it's rescue stranded astronaut. So just then, this astronaut hits the window, and they kind of back away from it. But it moves around and comes in the front door, and the astronaut takes off his helmet and reveals it's Dax Shepard. So he says, hey, looks like you guys got a Zorgon problem. I can help with that. So the astronaut tells them to turn out all the lights and electricity in the house. Walter has to turn it. He tells Walter, go down and turn off the pilot light, like blow it out.
Yeah.
So he goes, okay. So Walter goes to blow out the pilot light. But when he starts to go into the basement, he sees the robot repairing itself again. So he's like, you know what? Never mind. So he just runs upstairs and turns the heat down.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, it does everything but turn the pilot light off.
Turn the pilot light off, yeah.
Yeah. So the astronaut sets their dad's couch on fire and throws it outside.
Hey, why'd you set the couch on fire?
Yeah, that's dad's napping couch. That's what they said. So the Zorgons follow it, though, because they're drawn to heat. The astronaut says, you know, they're drawn to heat because they're cold-blooded. Even the tiniest bit of it will draw them in. And they eat meat. And it doesn't matter what kind. And Danny's like,
hey, we're meat.
Yeah, Danny's like, oh, okay. And he's like, kid, we're meat. Like, do you not understand the gravity of the situation? So the astronaut starts raiding the fridge. Walter asks him to leave because he's like, he's going to eat all of our supplies. We don't know how long we'll be here.
Right.
The astronaut says he had to travel through a time sphincter, which seems like an interesting way of putting
Time Signature said what?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
AKA a wormhole, to be there, and that he has worked up an appetite. He's just been eating tubes of astronaut food forever.
Mm, yeah.
So, Walter says, hey, I'm a fleet admiral, and I'm ordering you to leave. And the astronaut goes, oh, okay, really? Well, how about this? And he pulls out his own
that's kind fleet, of a fun scene.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Pulls out his own fleet admiral card, and it's older, and it's beat up. Like, you could tell he's had it for a while.
Which, yeah, and knowing what we know now, which we'll talk about later in the movie, that's kind of a funny...
Yeah, you don't catch it the first time,
yeah.
But he just kind of smacks Walters out of his hand. He threatens to leave, and he's like, okay, you guys can handle the Zorgons on your own, I guess. So then Danny asks him to stay. And he stays because Danny's the one who rolled him anyway. Now, when they go to play again, Walter realizes that the pieces have been moved. Walter accuses Danny of cheating, which Danny eventually admits to. He eventually says, yep, I just moved a little bit, though. I just moved from here. And they said, nope, you moved from way back here. And so Walter grabs the piece and starts just dragging it back. And you hear it going, you hear the gears.
Yeah, right.
Like, until something goes, pring, that like sound you never want to hear with mechanical stuff.
No, you never want to hear it.
Like when you wound something too tight.
Yeah. Kind of like when I wind you too tight and you get mad at me. And I hear it.
When he takes his turn, something's wrong. Like, the little counter just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And of course, the astronaut's trying to keep the peace because they're really yelling at each other.
Right.
At this point.
They're going back and forth, man.
Yeah. And he says, it stops, but it gives him a yellow card.
Yeah.
And,
this isn't soccer.
It says, Walter pulls it, and it says that he'd been cheating, and it was immediate ejection from the game. And he's like, what does that mean? And all of a sudden, he just, like, flies through one of the holes in the roof. And so he's holding on for dear life. And the astronaut's like, all right, I'm going to go fly up and save him. Danny's trying to save him by throwing, like, lamps up to him, but it doesn't quite help.
Right, right.
And the astronaut catches him and brings him back. In the meantime, Lisa wakes up. The fifth turn has happened. Lisa wakes up and she's like, oh my God, it's cold. So she runs up and turns the heat up all the way. Cause it was down to like 45.
Mm-hmm.
She turns up the heat. Not a good deal.
Nope. Glorbons love that.
Zorgons?
Sure, that too.
The Glorbons?
Glorbons is some other podcast that I know about.
Yeah, Glorbons is something else.
Yeah.
So Danny rolls again and loses a turn. Walter rolls and gets a gold card where he gets to wish on a star. And the boys keep fighting, and Danny basically picks up the game and throws it and then runs away after Walter once again blames him for their parents' divorce, like flat out blames him. So Walter, still emotional, goes to make his wish. Now the astronaut begs him not to make the wish that he's thinking of.
I want to tell you that I really enjoyed the scene.
Yeah.
You and I aren't big Dax Shepard fans. I'm not a big Dax Shepard fan unless he's with his wife, Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
But I enjoy him in this, and I enjoyed him a lot in this scene.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. This is probably one of my favorite Dax Shepard movies.
Right. And I'd never watched Parenthood. I'm sure he's pretty good in that, but I enjoyed him
way more in this.
Yeah.
But he's it's a good scene, too, because he's standing. You see Walter is, like, standing in front of the window. in front of this shooting star. And it's really cool because it's a giant, like, white, you know, ball that's flying by. And so he's standing there, and you see him just looking at it. And Dax is right behind him going, please, I have to beg you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You think you want to wish for that, but I can tell you, you don't want it. And so then Walter says, well, I made my wish. The astronaut goes, what did you do? And he runs upstairs immediately looking for Danny. And so he gets up there. He can't find Danny anywhere.
I know. This really got me.
Yeah. And he immediately started chewing out Walter for wishing his brother away. And then Danny pops out and tells the astronaut, hey, leave him alone.
Yeah, right.
And the astronaut seems puzzled. Turns out Walter just wished for a football signed by Brett Favre.
Okay, I guess so.
And they're like, and of course Danny starts chewing him out. He goes, why wouldn't you wish to go to the end? Why wouldn't you wish to go home? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
He gets like with his wishes, and I'm like, just wish that this would end.
Well, but he even says, sorry, I couldn't think of anything. He goes, the astronaut was yelling at me, and I panicked. And of course, Danny's like, why were you yelling at him? And so then the astronaut confesses. He explains that he played this game with his brother 15 years ago. And they'd been fighting the same way that these kids were fighting. And when he got his wish, he wished that his brother had never been born. The problem was, he was stuck forever. He thought, I'll get another wishing card, and I'll wish for my brother to come back.
Yeah.
Problem is, his brother was the other player, and so he's never going to come back and take his turn. So he was stuck in the game forever after that. So right as the astronaut tells them he'll help them out.
There's a lot of twists and turns in this movie that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too. He tells the boys he's going to help them out. And then he's like, has it gotten really warm in here? And then shortly after that, the Zorgons show up again. The heat from the house has drawn them in. So the trio comes around the corner to find that the living room is missing. The Zorgons basically just ripped it off the house. And the game was in the living room. So they think that it probably fell into the basement area.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we have a plan. So they set up like a fire in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Or excuse me, the kitchen to draw the Zorgons
to draw them back.
So they can go down and get everything. So they set it on fire and of course, Lisa runs down and puts the fire out. And then so they show her basically where part of the wall had been ripped out. And that's the first time she loses it when they show her space. Like, this is bit fawn panics her. So she runs downstairs to get away from whatever's up there.
Yeah.
And of course, the robot's down there.
So I know.
She freaks out more. And she ends up
the most freaking out I've ever seen her do. Yeah. Most emotions.
Yeah, she panics. So then she runs back upstairs, and the astronaut, like, you see him grab her shoulders, and they do this kind of this light right across Dax Shepard's eyes, and he's like, "I'm not going to let anything happen to you. Everything's gonna be okay." And she's like, I'll do whatever you tell. Do whatever you ask.
Yeah.
Like, she's just smitten. So the astronaut heads to the basement. So they're on their walkie-talkies. Astronaut heads to the basement. He sees the game, but then he kind of cuts out, and they're waiting for him. And I feel like even in there, Lisa comments about his gorgeous eyes.
Yeah.
And Walter's like, gross, would you knock it off? And then something starts walking towards the door where they're hiding.
This is a charming, funny
Yeah.
kids family movie.
Yeah. And so Danny, Walter, and Lisa are all huddled together in fear because something's coming for them. And the door opens, and it's actually just the astronaut. He wasn't able to get to the game in the basement because it was crawling with Zorgons.
Yeah.
So they need another plan. So Danny comments on the dumbwaiter that can send you to the basement.
Again, Jeremy, making fun of waiters.
No, just dumbwaiters.
Okay.
So he comes up with a plan to lower them in. Everybody realizes he's the only one who's going to fit to do that. So yeah. They're sending Danny downstairs. And this is where we start getting our first shot of the Zorgon, too.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a mix. Like, sometimes they're CG.
Yeah.
Which wasn't always the best, but a lot of times they're actual practical suits.
Yeah.
With a CG tongue.
Oh, they were CG tongues, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the suits. Pretty sure they were.
Hey, but even then, because the CG on the tongue was used sparingly, it yeah, looked it was. Really good.
Yeah, you're right.
And so they were creepy. So Danny gets to the base. And, commenting on these two, that tongue, I think, worked really well with it because it was not... because it just supported the practical suit.
Yeah.
I think the suit would have looked goofy without the tongue a little bit. So now Danny gets to the basement. But it was just the Zathura box. It wasn't actually the game that they saw.
That's right.
So, but he sees the game on the Zargon ship. Or the Zorgon ship.
Right.
So he decides to go after it. And, of course, they're saying, don't do that.
Don't do it.
But they're starting to hide because there's a Zorgon coming upstairs. And they see, like, the rope that's holding the dumbwaiter in place. And it's kind of looking at it like, what is this thing?
Right.
So
what Danny, kind of tips do you think a dumbwaiter gets? Go ahead.
I don't know. I can't think of anything witty. So... he goes on to the other ship, and it's on its way to the furnace. So he passes by. He's like, nice goats, nice goats.
This kid is really funny. Yeah, I think he has that comic timing that you really can't. Part of that's the directing. And Jon Favreau, we forgot to say, directed this movie.
Yes, he did. And the kid is like, he's a kid where sometimes you're like, eh. Like his acting is very kiddy. But, like, sometimes, like, the humor like this is funny. So he's like, nice goats. And he's walking by, and one of them turns around. And their bleeding sounds, like, very alien-y. Right.
Yeah.
It turns around, and, like, eight eyes, like, pop out. And he goes, oh, God, not goats. Not a goat.
Not a goat.
Yeah. And it has, like, green glowing poop. And everything. They're weird. But he lets them out.
I love that they do that. That they experiment with it. That they build their own mythology. That they have this thing. That they have a certain race of aliens. It's really awesome.
Yeah. And so now he lets the space goats out. Ghosts?
Space goat.
Totes my space goats. he lets them out, which ends up drawing the Zorgons away from the game. So Danny grabs it and makes it back to the house, and he climbs back inside the dumbwaiter, but the Zorgon upstairs
sees... Jeremy, what do you have against waiters?
The Zorgon sees the rope jiggling, and so he just cuts it. So Danny's now stuck downstairs, and he tries to flee, but the Zorgons are just, like, all over him.
Yeah.
And he manages to get out through that same hole he crawled out through before.
Yep.
And at one point, it's creepy, the Zorgon's tongue, like, shoots out and sticks to the back of his head like a frog's. It was very creepy. But Walter shows up and gets Danny out of there. But by the time they get onto the stairs, they are surrounded all sides by the lizard guys.
Yeah, the lizard guys are there, man.
So their imminent deaths are actually interrupted, though, by this clanking and smashing, and you hear, like, the lizards, like, squealing. Turns out it's the robot. So he's managed to pull himself together. and still is after Walter. So Danny reminds him, hey, you have that reprogrammed card, which will send him after the Zorgons instead, or which he uses and ends up sending him after the Zorgons instead.
Yeah.
So the robot kicks their asses and even destroys one of their ships.
And I love that, like, he can, he, like, they have these cards that they can use.
Yes.
Like, in Jumanji, you don't have that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the thing disappears.
Yes.
It doesn't come back, but they have these cards, which I'm like, that's
that they
awesome.
Can play later.
Yeah, like community chess, you know, get out of jail free card.
Yeah, exactly. So now the boys are watching the action. Unaware that this rogue Zorgon is right behind them getting ready to pounce. He doesn't get to, though, because Lisa... basically,
Lisa.
She pushes this piano down the stairs, which just crushes him against the wall. So they resume their game. And after a couple turns, Walter gets another wish card.
Those wish cards are pretty awesome. They're gold.
Yeah, they're gold looking. They're neat.
Yeah.
And so he wishes, he decides he's going to do something good. And he could wish themselves back home. He could do so many things.
He could wish upon a star.
He could wish for another Brett Favre football.
Yeah.
But instead, he wishes for the astronaut's brother to come back.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah. And you see, it's this really cool shot where... so it's the same thing where the shooting star passes by the windows and it's just a bright, bright light and it passes by. And as it goes by, we see the brother is there and he starts to come into focus and it's Danny. So Danny is standing there and it's a second Danny because we can see ours is over by Walter.
Right.
Turns out... the astronaut was actually Walter from 15 years in the future.
Snap. That's awesome. I like that twist.
Yeah, actually.
A lot.
Yeah. And it was funny because when that happened, you went, nice.
Yeah, because it's something different.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, to these people that think that they're just rehashing Jumanji, this is not rehashing Jumanji. This is building its own kind of pedigree in the way that we can play with space and time. And that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it totally caught me off guard the first time I saw it. So, I thought that was a great bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he even, like, you can put two and two together when you look at it. Like the beat up, he has the same card as Walter,
same card.
But it's beat up because it's been 15 years.
Right.
And where he says, "I came back through the time sphincter," mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm, he came back in time.
Time sphincter, say what?
And how he knows so many of these things that are going on.
Right.
And so he came back in time to set everything right and to save Danny. So future Walter and alternate Danny basically merge with themselves. When they touch them, like their own hands or their arms, they turn into energy and like kind of merge back with them.
Right.
Lisa is left horrified. Like, it's kind of this touching moment. And Lisa's like, oh my God, I wanted to, oh God, no. Like, she realizes what's been happening.
Yeah.
And is horrified into, she never has emotion again on film. So moments later, the Zorgons return. And this time they got a whole fleet with them. Because when the robot destroyed one of them, the other one got away. So.
There's always one.
Yeah, right. So they're like, hey, we need to roll a 10. Of course, on the spinner, 9 is like the highest you can get.
Now, the poor house has been blown to smithereens.
Yes.
It looks like that Money Pit house. It's going to need a whole a renovation from this old house.
That's
with
true.
Bob Vila when we That's get true. Done with it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they are going to have to flip that place afterwards. So they need to roll a 10, 9 being the highest. And, of course, it's Danny's turn, so he's terrible. So he ends up rolling a 1 while the house is just getting blown apart by this fleet.
Yeah.
But the card he gets says, like, you hit a space warp or something like that. move forward 9 spaces.
Yes.
So he made it to the end.
And he wins.
And so he gets there, and the has the kind of, you see this Z that's always been at the end, like a little
ball.
A ball, and it starts spinning, and like sparks shoot out from under
like
it.
Like a firework.
But it's, yeah, it's almost like one of those, do you remember they had those, they used to have those like zip gun things where you would,
sure,
you'd pull the trigger and like they'd open and like sparks would shoot out?
No, but sure.
Yeah, it was like an old 50s, 60s.
It looked like one of those fireworks that would spark
like
around.
A Lotus thing?
Sure.
Yeah. But so it looks really cool. And it stops and everything just goes silent. And of course, Walter's like, guys, I think we're home. And just then, a harpoon smashes through the wall.
What?
So clearly not home. But as it tears the wall away, we can see that it's falling into a black hole. Turns out Zathura is a giant black hole at the end of the game.
Nice.
Again,
that's nice.
Yeah, it was very cool. And it's very visually stunning.
Yeah.
And so everything is getting sucked in. Zorgon ships are like exploding as they like hit into each other. And even at one point, Lisa falls in. And so the game is rewinding. You see, like, the pieces rewinding back to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And so the boys are holding on for dear life. Right towards the end, Walter falls in, and Danny just starts screaming. But the pieces get to the beginning, and everything goes back
everything
to normal.
Everything goes back. They reset.
Yep. So Danny is back to where he was right before he was about to hit the button. And Walter turns around. He's on the chair again. He goes, don't push that button. Mm-hmm. Just, like, get away from it. So he backs off. And the boys are so happy. They're kind of roughhousing. Dad comes home. It's only been, he just got home from making a new copy of
10 minutes.
So 10, 20 minutes tops.
Yeah.
This has been. So he's happy to see the boys getting along.
Maybe 15. He stopped for a drink real quick.
Yeah.
After putting up with those brats.
So he's telling them, they're trying to tell him about everything that happened with Zathura. And he's like, well, that's great, boys. That sounds like fun. But get ready. It's time for you to go back to your mother's house. So while they're waiting, we see them outside throwing the football around. And, of course, Walter now is encouraging Danny. He's like, hey, that was a great throw. That was great aim.
So they're working together.
Yeah. He appreciates him more.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, while they're doing that, Lisa comes by and says...
Lisa.
She says, we never speak a word about this.
Right.
It never happened. And starts heading to the car. And, of course, Walter goes, oh, yeah, no, I understand. Also, do you still think I have gorgeous eyes? And
incest jokes are great in a kids movie.
I know. They feel like he's missing the gross factor.
Also, we didn't see the mom.
No.
Which leaves it up to the imagination.
It's Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Who was in the movie Stepmom.
Sure. Anyway. Maybe this is a whole... Maybe this is also a spiritual sequel of Stepmom.
Ooh, maybe it is.
Maybe.
Ooh.
So, have we been deuced?
We've been deuced.
We've been deuced. So that's what we thought of it, but let's hear what other people thought of it, shall we?
Yeah.
Taka Tamon gave it an 8 out of 10. Says Jumanji for Trekkies. Okay, whatever.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting the film to be merely to be a decent way to waste some time like its predecessor, but Zathura is better. It's just as wacky as Jumanji, but seems to make more sense. It's a little bit on the short side and expected a few more action sequences, but that was pretty good. The dialogue is funny, but was a little bit more edgy than I expected. The film offers enough action to keep your attention and enough surprises to keep you guessing. It has a lot better than what I expected. It was fun. And I agree, it was fun.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
It was. This person gave it a 2 out of 10. Someone get those kids to shut up, they say. And their screen name is 40-year-old male.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, 40-year-old male.
Oh, I'm sorry, 46-year-old male.
Oh.
Sorry. So it's a little older.
Much worse.
Jumanji in space. That's the line on the sticker. Don't believe it. More like annoying children in space. If it tickles you to watch really annoying brats in odd situations, then this is a dream for your movie. As I watched this movie on CD, What?
What?
Either you burned it or what? I was so uncomfortable that I figured it must have bombed like crazy in the theater, and that based on that it would have had a cost, and that I figured that the director would never make a big budget movie ever again. I was right about the bomb. I was right about the budget, and the director goes on to make another mega budget, mega successful Iron Man, only in Hollywood. Whatever success is in the future for this director, Favreau. Unfortunate stain on his resume. I'm like, what?
What? Oh, I bet you were like, hey, really? Mom. Hey, Mom, before you serve me dinner, let me read you this edgy review of a children's movie.
Stain on a resume. I'm going to guess that's Cowboys and Aliens. He directed that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that more of a, or do you like that?
Yes, that's okay. Not. I did not enjoy that so much. Yeah. I was really hopeful
for the most part. He, like, Jon Favreau makes movies that people will watch over and over
but
again.
That movie,
like Elf.
Even Cowboy and Aliens was visually.
Right.
It was visually appealing. I just
it might not have the
it.
Story.
And I like. I'm good with Western movies too. It just.
Yeah.
It just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think we should do our five questions.
Yeah,
don't you?
And now I tweak these a little bit.
You
for
tweak
us.
Them because we're doing,
because we're doing loose deuces.
The loose deuces.
So
wiggle it a little bit.
So
get that
now
loose
this
deuce
one,
out.
This one's the same. What's your favorite part of this movie?
You first. You first was my favorite part.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
No, I love the retro sci-fi feel of it. Like Jumanji, I got like more of the like ooh jungle stuff, but it still was very like a 90s feel movie. This one,
yeah.
It's in the house, but like
yeah.
The aliens look like retro like sci-fi villain things,
that.
And so do like the robots, the spaceman. There's the game itself. There's so much that reminded me of like the spaciness to it.
Can I tell you what I didn't? Like, when Jumanji kind of lost me a little bit was when they went out in the town.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this just all stayed inside the house.
Yes.
For the most part. I mean, you know, there was outside stuff kind of in space. But it was limited to that. And for some reason, I think I liked that better and helped with the story to kind of, strain that story into a space instead of, like, going so overboard.
Yes, I agree.
That you can do in sequels or you can do in whatever this is, yep. Spiritual sequel. Do
completely
you know what I mean?
Agree. Completely agree.
So I like the fact that I just like everything about this movie. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I like this better than Jumanji.
I do too.
I will watch this more than Jumanji.
Well,
and that's, people are going to be like, what?
Yeah, right.
Because Jumanji's so, I think it's so important to them in their childhood.
Yeah.
But I think this is a better movie.
Well, okay, so this might kind of lead this to our next question.
Okay.
Because I'm on board with you for that. Do you wish this was a real sequel?
No. I'm glad it was this. I think it would have been tainted if it was. I think it would have been, we would have to make it big. We would have to get like a big star to kind of like, to rival Robin Williams.
You'd almost have like a forced connection.
Yeah,
too.
And you would have to force connection. I kind of like that it's not, because it stands, which is probably going to be a question that we have. I think this movie stands on its own. You don't really have to know a lot about the Jumanji to know about, because you know it has the same formula.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have a stand on its own one because it almost has to since it's its own thing. Does this make you want to watch its spiritual predecessor, though?
No. It makes me want to watch this movie more and more.
Yep. I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will watch this, like, over Jumanji any day. Yep. I'll watch this over and over again.
I'm 100% on board with you. I actually said the same thing. I said, no, I think this is actually better.
This is better.
I'm sorry. I know that's very controversial for a
lot
of people.
Very, because I think people are just so attached to what they grew up in that sometimes they can't just let that go and go. Maybe it's not as good as I remember.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, this dates very well. I think Jumanji doesn't.
I think this dates very well, too, because it's like a lot of the effects are very simple. Like,
Yeah.
You see space, and it doesn't look hokey because it's easier to animate space than a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you see a couple times where, like, the lizards are goofy a little bit, but...
Sure.
But not, like, seeing those stupid monkeys or, like, rhinos or whatever that look awful
I
now.
I think that they look awful now.
Okay.
Especially those monkeys.
Yeah, right. God. Those were so terrible.
Especially that big monkey that Robin Williams, that hairy guy. Anyway.
Oh, he hasn't aged well.
Go. Come on, Jeremy.
What?
He's dead.
Oh, my God. What?
Okay, come on.
Would you rather them see them continue the predecessor or the successor film?
This movie.
Oh, you want to see the spiritual
successor?
I want to
see more
continue.
Of this movie. Yeah. And I think because you could have more of a family impact on this movie and make it more of a family through story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
I honestly am more intrigued about the mythology here.
I am too.
Than I am about
getting
the mythology.
To know a little bit more about it and more about the aliens. You could build so much with this.
Yes.
Jumanji? Like, it's just like a zoo, animals and stuff like that.
Well,
jungle
okay,
animals,
so
you know?
I've heard the sequel is actually pretty good.
The Rock?
The actual Jumanji.
Oh, the book.
The jungle. No, the one with the Rock in it.
Okay.
I've heard it's actually pretty good. So maybe we'll hit that up on a deuce later and we'll see whether we like the spiritual successor or the successor.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
The actual successor better. But no, I would rather see the mythology around Zathura get built. I'd rather see more movies or a TV show or whatever.
I think
about
you
that.
Could do so much with this.
I agree. I completely agree.
Because you can play with space and time, which is what they did. And then you can, there's more surprises in this movie.
And I'd like to, you could almost focus on what happened to Walter between when Danny disappeared and here.
Right. Like that, I'm like, oh, I want to know more about that.
Well, because obviously he survived.
Yeah.
So he had to have been some sort of badass. Okay, and the final question. Can you sum this experience up in two words?
Brotherly love.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is. Like, it's got
a
very
story about
sweet...
brothers. And you know what? I'm kind of glad that it was two brothers. And I know this is going to sound bad because women and girls need to have representation. And that's good. I kind of like that it was the same sex. I wouldn't mind if it was two sisters.
Yeah.
Or two brothers. But I kind of like that instead of having one brother and one sister. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah.
I think it had more impact.
I hear you. I actually said bottle episode.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It has that tightness to it.
It's, you know, sometimes movies where they are all set like in one locale drive me crazy. I hated Foam Booth and I hated, there's a couple other things like that.
And this
drive
isn't
me nuts.
That. Like, it still has like the...
Well, you still have the house you
this
can
is the
through.
Same house they use in Disturbia, by the way.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice looking house.
Yeah.
But... You know,
well, they
you know you're in. You know you're in the house like the whole time, and yeah, they step off the ship just for like 2 seconds, but most times they're just in the one place. So,
yeah,
yeah. So I think that's all we have here. So
I think that's all we got. Where can people find us, Jeremy?
So you can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com.
Yeah.
You can find us on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
On Google Play.
Google Play.
On iTunes.
iTunes.
Please go make sure to rate us on
iTunes.
Rate
us on iTunes so people can find us.
Yes, please
do.
Do
it.
Do it now.
Do it.
And then you can also find us on Twitter.
On Twitter. At the handle.
At Deuce Podcast.
Tell us we're wrong. Tell us you like Jumanji better than Zathura. We'll listen to you.
Yeah.
Tell us you like Zathura better than Jumanji. I don't care.
And so follow us on there. So follow us on at Deuce Podcast. We also retweet some of our friends' podcasts and get those out there too. Definitely come check it out. Otherwise, we have a couple more loose deuces coming up.
Yeah. This is fun because we can talk about movies that we didn't think we could talk about.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that... I think a lot of people, like Return to Oz is an example. It's not a real sequel to Wizard of Oz. It really isn't.
But I don't think it's I don't think it's this.
No, it's not a loose deuce, but it's a different kind of sequel.
Yeah.
So, or the same thing with, sidequels. You know, you're not usually going to deal with those, but, you know, if it's a second in a series, if you count that, let's take a look at them. So every once in a while, we'll do one of these where we have something special going on.
Nice.
But, so but this will be the first of three of our loose deuces, with our spiritual sequel series.
Spiritual sequels. So on that note, remember, the sequel is king.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, she loves me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Grown to be a man.
I say now,